Oh yeah, everyone, welcome back to the show.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. I saw like freaking Doodle Bob.
Doodle Bob, doi mi oi mi.
Doi mi hoi doi.
Noi moi oi. Oh, wow. So today we got some caveman news coming up. We got some this or that questions. And then, of course, we got our always Mushroom Galaxy videos. You think we should stop calling them Mushroom Galaxy videos? I feel like it's too cheesy, or what? Yes, I feel like it's never going to get over.
We created that, and we just thought it was so brilliant.
Well, we just wanted to play off of our mushroom background, but, you know, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like our theme is so typical, but it's really just what we're into.
No, because I mean, when we've had guests in the past, people always compliment our mushrooms.
I know, which makes me think for next season, you know, we got some changes in the works coming up, you know, and we're gonna replace this old backdrop here.
Yeah,
we got
lot of stuff coming.
Yeah, we still got to keep the mushroom theme in there with it.
Yeah. Because I do like maybe, you're thinking to keep the mushroom, and I'm thinking to keep, like, the galaxy.
We're always going to keep that.
Yeah.
But the mushroom thing, I feel like, is optional. See, these are the things we talk about, you know, we want to talk about things like this on the show because, you know, why not?
Yeah, because we have these conversations off the show, and we're like, why aren't we talking about this on the show? So,
yeah, but
it just makes sense.
Anyway, we got Elon Musk.
every single time. Never fails. When I see a picture of Elon Musk, I just can't help but picture him with tusks.
Elon Tusk?
Yeah. Have you seen Rick and Morty?
Have you seen that Rick and Morty episode? Yeah, there's a universe out there, apparently, allegedly, with Elon Tusk.
Elon Tusk. And then what's the, like, okay, referencing the show real quick, what is the name of, like, the, like, because he is Tesla, so.
It's probably Tuskla.
I can't remember right now.
Yeah. But. He's like, I'm Elon, just with Tusk. So, of course, that's one of the biggest things going on in the news right now is Elon Musk buying Twitter. I mean, I really haven't heard, like, anything solid. It's just a bunch of, a bunch of random shit going on. Like, he buys Twitter, he's firing people, then he's hiring people that he needs, and people are against him. Then he buys Twitter for free speech, and then people that are using their free speech but against him are just randomly getting emails that they're fired overnight. It's just like, yeah, this is bizarre. Like, you don't know which way, with the amount, like I said, the amount of money he has and the type of troll he is, you don't know which way he's really going with this. Is he really trying to implement change? Is he just doing it just to stay in the news? I mean, he's got, like, I mean,
he has plenty of other things to help him stay relevant, so I don't know where he's going.
Like, go finalize your Tesla truck.
Don't worry about the truck.
There's people waiting on that shit that, like, already, like, put thousands of dollars down. To bid for it. Yeah, it's like, I don't give a shit about this. Like, what are you doing? But I guess, like, I mean, that's the point. He can do what he wants. Who am I to say?
Yeah, he literally has all the money in the world, so.
Yeah.
This guy.
I don't know. Twitter is like, we don't get any bait on Twitter. No. Like, we don't get anything on Twitter.
No.
You know, we put our stuff out there, but I mean, I feel like that's already been going down for a while, right? And along with Facebook, I mean, do you still get on Facebook?
I barely do occasionally, for news and stuff, and just, like, with family, but that's pretty much it.
If you like Twitter, follow us on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
We'll still post, but yeah, no, Facebook is more for family.
And Facebook Reels too, like, I'm not understanding that, like, because basically what they're doing is they're taking the same videos that are on TikToks, they're just putting them
it's connected to Instagram. So it's like, when you watch a reel or something on Facebook, if you try to, like, look at the comments or anything, it'll say, like, open this in Instagram. It's like,
okay. Oh my god! And then, can these platforms just not be on their own?
Like, everyone's trying, but I'm telling you, like, that's why I said it. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on any of your favorite social media. It doesn't have to be all of them. It could just be one. Just follow us on one, whatever one you're probably on right now. Follow us on that one.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like this, you know, obviously is the way of the future with social media, because it's so easy just to, like, even with us, like, just to make and post reels everywhere. Like, you don't have to, at one point we were like, oh, we use Twitter to post this type of stuff, and we use Instagram to post this type of stuff, and we never kept up with that because that's so difficult. Now it's like, oh, we just make a reel and we can post it everywhere.
Exactly.
Easy. You know, everyone just had a development or develop how to use that, like, full screen swipe gimmick thing.
Right,
But Snapchat Snapchat's always been a messaging app. It's never been really a social media app. But now Snapchat's trying to get in the game with this. It's like
what even are they doing?
Theirs is just called Spotlight. But it's basically Spotlight. Like TikTok Reels. It's basically the same shit. And I feel like this is the way of the future, because this is what addicts you. No matter what one you're on, it addicts you. The looking and swiping and looking and swiping. Yes. It's addicting.
Like, you've gotten to the point where you forget sometimes if you're on Instagram or TikTok.
Yep.
Because you just
swipe. I have to look. I'd be like, oh, I got to show you something. I'm like, wait, did I like it on TikTok? No. Okay. Did I save it on Instagram? No. Where did I see this?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it is addicting, because I did, even though they are kind of dumb, I did spend an hour swiping through like the Spotlight one. But it just seems like there's a lot of seems like Snapchat's just paying people to make these fake ones. Like, I feel like Snapchat has, the fakest, TikTok / Reels, whatever you want to call them. Like, what are they even, what are they going to be called? What are the next generation of kids going to call this? Because it's obviously just going to be one name.
Right.
So, do people refer to it as TikToks? Do they refer to it as Reels? Do they refer to them as Shorts? You're just going to have to call them one thing. What thing is it going to be?
Yeah. So, all in all, I think Reels are going to be the way to go, because I feel like that's such a... that's the name that everybody's using nowadays, because I feel like videos, I saw this TikTok video. Like, I feel like it doesn't even really, it doesn't work. It doesn't fit.
But I feel like that's what it was originally called, because, I mean, they started it.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is now. It's just everybody's just trying to be like TikTok. Like, literally, this photo is literally Instagram Reels versus TikTok Snapchat. But you can't even put TikTok and Snapchat on the same level.
But, I know I once said on this podcast, we're never going to do YouTube Shorts. And yeah.
And we have. So.
Yeah. But I know, I had to go back on that, because honestly, I just enjoy YouTube. I'm always on it. Like, even now we were watching a podcast right before this. So I'm always on YouTube. So I'm kind of seeing this snowball effect that YouTube Shorts is getting. It's getting momentum.
Yeah.
So I feel like that might have that's going to. One of them have to go.
Yeah.
Reels, TikToks, the Snapchat Spotlight, and YouTube Shorts. One has to go, people. Which one do you choose? I choose Snapchat.
Snapchat, because they're late to the game.
Late.
They want to just barely start this. It's like, you've already lost your spot. There's no way you're going to overtake. There's no way that... So I feel like Instagram still has yet to take over TikTok, if that's their goal. And so it's like, Snapchat, you're so far, back, there's no point.
Hmm. Yeah, it is. And I feel like there was once, I don't even know if this is true or not, and I don't care to look it up, but I'm just going to say it anyway. And this is how information gets misinterpreted. I heard a rumor once, I don't know if it's true, but that when I was in a fraternity in college, the rival fraternity was named Kappa Sigma, I think. I don't even fucking care. But it was Kappa Sigma, and there was a rumor that, they were known as the preppy kind of douchey fraternity. So there was a rumor that the owner or creator of Snapchat was a Kappa Sigma that literally created it to cheat on his girlfriend. I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying it because if it's not true, it's still funny.
It sounds pretty accurate, though.
So
I believe it.
They're late to the game, regardless.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just me or what, but how you were saying that you have to just be named one thing. Like, I like Reels for Instagram. I liked Reels for TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Shorts just goes with YouTube. Like, you can't call them YouTube Reels.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube is just its own powerful, always going to be on top. So they have the power to just be Shorts, if they want.
True. Yeah. No, that's true. So I guess Reels is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you, I know you've seen it everywhere. It's all over TikTok. It's all over Facebook.
What?
It's all over Instagram, all over social media. This controversy with Taylor Swift and her tour that's coming up.
The T-Swift?
Yeah. The Eras Tour.
So
it's a big deal.
Okay. So can you explain this to me?
Yes, I can. So all of these Swifties, it all started, I think TikTok.
Whoa. What's a Swiftie?
Just like there's Swifties and there's Harrys.
I know the Harrys, but her fans
they're Swifties, yeah.
Can you think of something more creative than that? Like Slipknot, their fans are called the Maggots.
That's gross.
Grateful Dead, Deadheads.
Okay, you know what I mean? Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah, they could think of something more better.
Yeah.
the Swifties.
Yeah.
You go, hold on, hold on.
What if Taylor Swift called her audience like maggots? Think that'll work?
No, that would not work at all. So basically, this whole war started on TikTok, I feel. And that's where a lot of things like tend to blow up. Like, if it's not on TikTok, you know, you can find tickets for it. But because this blew up so much, this led to everybody trying to get their pre-sale codes to get essentially pre-sale, like before they go on sale for the public. And Ticketmaster ended up like crashing. People were literally in line, like by online, I mean like, you know, when you have to sit in the
virtual line. Yeah.
Yeah, the virtual line. In line for hours, like starting from 9 a.m. to not even getting ahead of the line till like 2 or 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And then to come to find out that all these bots essentially like took all of these tickets and left people who sat there for 5 to 6 hours on end with nothing.
They got to do something about that.
Oh yeah, they actually
Ticketmaster's it's notorious for that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they actually announced that Friday, pre-sale happened a few days ago. Friday, the 18th, where they were supposed to go on sale to the general public, right, for everybody. They actually had to cancel that because of insufficient amount of tickets. So they basically didn't have enough tickets to go on sale to the public today.
Holy
and
shit.
So now the Justice Department is said to investigate Ticketmaster's company.
They're going to have to make some kind of law to change that. That like feels like the loot box thing with the gaming community that like, you know, companies, games making, you know, kids and people pay for these loot boxes that it's really kind of like gambling.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what's in them, so you just keep buying it to get the one you know, whatever you want.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel like at this point, like, people are so obsessed with attending this tour. At this point, you know, I even mentioned before, I'm like, oh, Taylor Swift's going on tour. I'd love to go. But for the state that this tour is in right now, like, I don't want to be caught there. Like, in
really?
All
Why?
Of that mess.
Oh, just because it's...
Yeah, it's just too crazy right now. Too
and what do you think when it's all said and done, how much are tickets going to be? Like, still a lot.
And yeah, but that's the thing, because Taylor Swift is known to not price her tickets. Like, you can get nosebleeds for, like, $75 to $100, which is not bad for a Taylor Swift concert. And these companies that are buying all of these tickets at these cheap prices are turning around and selling
right.
them. I saw a SeatGeek ad for front row pit tickets. Well, yeah, I don't think she has pit. She has like rows. She's front row tickets for like $19,000. I don't know how accurate that is.
I'm pretty sure too on Ticketmaster, the app. Yeah, you can just go in there, buy tickets and resell. So if us two wanted to go, I can be like, oh, let's just scalp these four tickets. And, you know, just sell two for triple the price. We'll get our money back and then some. But then the problem is now is people can't even do that, honestly, because the bots are first.
Uh-huh.
So it is a big mess. It's
really
multiple
sad.
Layers of, like, yeah, kind of, you know, shitty.
Yeah, it really is.
I was going to say Swift because I had shitty. And
Swifty.
I had shitty and Swifty in my head.
Swifty.
So I was going to so that's why I had to stop because I was going to say Swifty at first. Because then that's Rick and Morty again.
We're making
full
a lot
circle.
Of Rick and Morty references.
The other episode, we made a lot of offense references. Offense. Jesus Christ. If you hadn't noticed, I'd been been a little saucing today.
Yeah.
I'm a little sauced up and do a little extra sauce in this coffee.
Oh my God, it's too funny. Yeah.
I've never been a whiskey guy, but whiskey and coffee
recently,
is pretty good.
Recently, you've been on that whiskey kick.
Yeah, whiskey and coffee and whiskey and Mountain Dew is. But, you know, just once a week, people.
Yeah.
You know, don't push it.
Yeah.
But who am I to say anything? Anyway, so Taylor Swift.
To end this topic, Taylor Swift has already issued a statement basically saying how pissed off she is. Like, she literally used the word pissed off. Just because, you know, Taylor Swift is the type of artist, which I know they all say that, but to me, I think she just seems more genuine. That she just, her fans mean a lot to her, and it just sucks to see them go through this, you know?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, because it's not her fault that she's that popular, too. I mean, how long has she been at it?
Since, like, teen?
Yeah.
Since Teardrops on My Guitar?
I just know I've been hearing, I've probably heard her name, since I was, like, in middle school.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy. And then something else relevant to our universe, make sure my Make sure my stomach's not hanging out this episode it was last episode. I need to retire. I think I'm going to retire that vest.
No, don't retire.
It works open, but closed. Jesus Christ. That's why I can't post any clips of last episode. Like, good God, can I not find one clip where my gut is not hanging out?
I told him that I couldn't even.
Now people are going to go back and fucking look, but I don't care. You know.
Yeah.
That's how you get over shit, people. You just make it known.
Okay, so enough about the Swifties. Now let's talk about the Harrys. And the one in particular, Harry, I don't even know if this was a group or if this was one person. The one Harry in particular who thought it'd be funny to throw Skittles at Mr. Styles. Stop laughing.
There's fucking...
He gets assaulted.
Fucking UFC fighters. They get their eyes fucking busted open. Wrestlers that get chokeslam and accidentally freaking get their arm flopped over and dislocated. And then you got Harry Styles getting hit by a Skittle. And it's fucking world news.
Okay. He was assaulted by candy. All because this one fan thought it'd be funny to toss them, like, stuff. A lot. I've been to a Harry Styles concert recently, and a lot of stuff gets thrown at him. Like, people will throw their hats or their boas or, you know, stuffed animals, little stuff like that. But Skittles? Really? You eat Skittles. You don't throw them. What's so funny? Are you enjoying
Skittles,
this?
You don't throw them. This is great.
Yeah, so poor Mr. Styles, for the rest of the show, was, I mean, basically, he needed an eye patch.
Obviously, like I said, that happens, like I said, but that's what those people sign up for. Obviously, he didn't, you know, I'll be fair, he didn't sign up to get a skill. it's his face. That's what it is. Like, I feel like, hey, man, that sucks. Like, you didn't sign up for that. Obviously, you didn't want that to happen. I know, that sucks, but Jesus.
Fans appalled after Harry Styles gets assaulted by Skittles.
It's like there's two ways you can go about it. You can look like a badass and play it off, or you can look like Harry Styles.
Yeah, no, and then literally the rest of the show, and then even there's a video of him coming off the stage, running backstage, and he's literally still holding his eye. Poor guy. But,
yeah, that's why Olivia Wilde broke up with him.
You just announced it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, guys, so Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are done. I never thought this day would come. I wish him nothing but joy and happiness now because he never had that before.
How many do you think of our 30 listeners actually, like, listen to Harry Styles?
Probably a good percentage.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
I guess it is relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is. And, yeah, so, what were we talking about before?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, just the Olivia Wilde breakup.
Oh, yeah, just the Olivia Wilde.
Oh, wait, Skittles made a statement on Harry Styles?
Oh, yeah, they did. So, Skittles tweeted after the incident, "Didn't think I needed to say this. Please don't throw Skittles."
Oh, my God.
So, I thought that was
pretty. Harry the Rainbow, taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
Style the rainbow, taste the rainbow. Damn, that was a better one. I should have said that first.
Yeah.
Jesus.
God, poor guy, man. And this guy, he never stops. He just finished the remainder of his U.S. tour, and now he's getting ready to go abroad again, internationally, in a bunch of different countries. And it's just like, give yourself a break, dude, now that you're going through a breakup.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of a way to get over it, too, just stay busy.
Right, that's true. Keep yourself busy. I can agree with that. But yeah.
What other news we got? We just basically got one more news before we get into a few this or that questions. But this is something that I just, you know, I wanted to bring some kind of different type of news, you know, at least at the end of this segment.
Right.
So, yeah, so a man, specifically a gamer, drank 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes and his pancreas started leaking due to high sugar, caffeine, and, of course, chemicals.
Jesus.
His pancreas basically, so a 36-year-old. Never drink energy drinks again. Honestly, reading this article, it makes me, because I at least drink like one a day, probably, or one every other day.
Yeah.
I get one every other day.
Yeah.
So he drank 12 cans to impress his colleagues, but as soon as he realized his pancreas had begun digesting itself due to high level of sugar, caffeine, and chemicals in the drinks. Of course, energy drinks are very popular, blah, blah, blah. Gamer explained on his channel. Yeah, he was a legendary dare of downing 12 energy drinks to impress his colleagues. Immediately after chugging the 12 energy drinks, JS didn't feel well to take his mind off everything. He started playing games, of course, right? And then soon after finishing the cans, he started experiencing
he started sharting himself.
Stomach, and then developed a sharp back pain. Ooh, yeah, I was in the hospital just a couple weeks ago with the slip disc, so I can only imagine that shit. No. You know, those back spasms? Oh, God, those are the worst. To distract himself, he started playing video games more. Thinking some alcohol will end his suffering. He downed a shot. Why? On top of all that.
Why?
And that's when he threw up in the kitchen sink.
How about drink some fucking water?
Right? Yeah. Let me just take a shot to help with these 12 energy drinks.
This guy's a fucking...
He was able to eat or drink anything for a day until he finally sought medical attention. He was diagnosed with hypoglycemia, a condition caused by high blood sugar levels, of course. Go down. Let's see. What else happened? Hypoglycemia. Then his pancreas started leaking. He started to heal within a few days. I'm guessing he had to stay in the hospital overnight, but things actually got worse. His liver and kidneys began to fail, and he developed a blood infection. Most people know any drinks can be dangerous when consuming high. Yeah, of course. So then where's he at now? Oh, wow. He's at 6.5 million views now. So, yeah.
Where's he at now? So he's sitting on money.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was it.
Just the end.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
So I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That is not good.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Legendary.
But yeah, that 6.5. Yeah. Not a lot of money. That 6.5 million is going right back to the hospital bills.
His medical bills.
Yeah, where was this at? Was this
legendary, legendary dare, more like deadly dare. Shit.
Yeah, that is pretty deadly.
Yeah, wow. That's so, like, unhealthy. And I'm still trying to figure out why he thought drinking. Like,
my heart just hurts reading this article.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Don't drink energy drinks, guys. Makes you shart.
I at least drink a water bottle after I drink an energy drink. Because I'm worried about drinking. Like, I've always heard drinking energy drinks can cause kidney stones. But then when we're at the hospital the other week, I was telling the nurse that, like, I might have back pain. It might be my kidneys because I do drink a lot of energy drinks. Maybe I have a kidney stone. And she's like, that really doesn't matter. I was like, oh, well, I guess, bro, science is bullshit.
Literally.
So let's get into some of this or that question. So corn or on or off the cob?
Off, because I'm not a rabbit, and I feel like a rabbit when I eat corn on the cob.
But that's the best. It's like the texture. Do you feel like a rabbit when you eat an apple?
No.
Well, that's like the same. The corn can get in there.
No, because I can actually sink my teeth into the apple.
Can't
I feel
sink
like
your teeth into corn?
No. Other than that, I'd eat the cob.
What are you, a horse?
I feel like a horse when I eat corn.
No, it just is on the cob too. It's easier to, like, put all the ingredients you want on it. You know, you put your freaking butter, you put your mayo.
No, it's not. No, it's not, because you can just put corn off the cob in
sour
a bowl
cream.
And then
that's like cream
just
corn.
Put everything in it. I know, that's what I prefer. Cream corn and what is it? What's the name for it? With, like, all the Parmesan cheese and the mayonnaise and the...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Ooh! When I said a Parmesan cheese. That's the ingredient I was missing. Damn it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we get that corn in a cup thing at that flea market in Corpus?
Yes.
That was good.
The Corpus Christi Trade Center.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they're good for is the corn
That corn in a cup, man. Yeah. That's authentic.
Yes. And you remember when I made corn... When I made the... I made it, and then I put, like, crushed hot Cheetos on it.
Ooh. That was good.
Yes.
That was good. Dracula or Frankenstein?
Dracula.
Frankenstein for me.
Because he can live forever.
Frankenstein is just cool. He's like a rebel.
Yeah.
Technically, he's Frankenstein's monster, but...
Yeah, with the screws in his neck.
Yeah. Because Frankenstein is a doctor. A lot of people
oh, yeah,
know
true.
That.
Dr. Frankenstein. Okay, yeah.
He's Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. I'm going to say Dracula, though.
Okay. Well, mustard or mayo?
Mayonnaise. All the way.
I feel like mustard only belongs on Whataburger.
Mustard belongs in the trash.
There's, like, I'm not, like, I would prefer mayo over mustard, but like if I had no choice, like there's been times we ran out of mayo and we just had mustard, I'll just put mustard in my sandwich. Like I don't hate it. Like I think my taste buds changed. I used to hate it, but now I can bear it.
I'd rather a dry ass sandwich than put mustard
on. There's people that want like extra mustard on their sandwiches.
No.
Yeah.
I can't even. To me, mustard is like spicy.
Spicy. What about honey mustard?
Okay, I can dig honey mustard.
Okay, but... so let me throw a new.
No, it's because honey mustard is a little bit thinner, I think. Regular mustard is too thick.
Okay. It's well, spicy. Then let me throw another just impromptu this or that. Honey mustard or barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce. Okay. I love me some BBQ sauce.
Okay.
With nuggets.
I don't know how. I know, barbecue sauce like... only belongs on actual barbecue.
Yeah.
Maybe
see?
Ribs.
Yeah.
But that's it.
You won't catch him dunking his nuggets.
It's like steak sauce.
McDonald's like, chicken nuggets and their barbecue sauce. Oh.
It's like, well, yeah. Well, I'm starting to get hungry.
No, I know, right?
Yeah. Sorry if we make you hungry, people. Bacon or sausage?
Sausage. Even though it probably gives you more heartburn.
I don't like sausage at all. I like breakfast sausage, but I don't like sausage links. Yeah, that's like heartburn city.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like it breakfast is, sausage, it's like, is it a different type of sausage? Technically it is.
It is. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I don't know the difference. I'd be curious to know, but I just know that there is a difference.
It's probably like what animal.
Yeah. But like even like at Whataburger, like remember the night on my birthday whenever we got Whataburger and I got two items. And I got sausage on both of them. The next morning, I was in so much pain with my heartburn.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, it's just, I can't. Like, bacon is just too, like, to me, I'd rather have, like, a thick sausage patty on, like, a breakfast sandwich than, like, a few strips of bacon.
No, but see, I feel like the opposite for me. I feel like bacon's the way to go if you don't want to get heartburn.
Yeah, it really is. But at that point, whenever I'm ordering Whataburger, I don't care about heartburn.
Oh, well. There you go. We kind of have a few food ones, so at least let me throw a different one in between. Okay. Traveling. Would you rather travel around the world or cross country? If we can go, like, let's say we had a chance to go 10 spots in, you know, a couple months, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, I don't know. Would you rather utilize that time going cross country or around the world?
Around the world.
I kind of feel like I'm cross country. I like staying in America.
Why though? You would like to just have the same types of food. I guess it's and really be around the same types of people going across the country.
I guess I'm just too lazy to get a passport. Not lazy to get a passport, but I just like, you know, I just don't know how to do it.
No, so
I
just, yeah. Like, if we were gonna
it's
be,
probably super easy too.
If we had the opportunity to go to 10 different places in 3 months, I would definitely want to go to places around the world where I could experience different cultures and different types of food and stuff like that. Because that's one thing for me is like. It matters, like, the food. Like, right. Obviously, I'm a foodie.
Yeah, so. I mean, that would be just a great reason to travel. Uh-huh. But you know how I am. Like, I've gave you examples before of, like, how much of a completionist I am. And, like, you know how, like, when you go to different countries and they stamp it, like, I would literally, like, wouldn't rest until that passport was filled out with, yes. like, every country.
Because like,
I'm,
yeah.
like, such a completionist. Like, I was telling you about school. Like, I want to go get my master's because I just want it. I don't even want to use it for anything. I just want to collect these degrees.
Yeah, it's like a game.
Yes, literally. It's like the game of life.
Wow, yeah.
Yes.
Literally. Wow, that's funny.
So, chili, beans, or no beans?
I like chili with beans. Just gives it that extra kick.
If I'm having chili cheese dogs, of course no beans. But chili, like just by itself with crackers, yeah, you gotta
and
have
cornbread.
Beans. Mm-hmm. If you have chili by itself without beans, like yeah, you're basically eating like just, soup.
Yeah, literally.
Like it's not real chili.
Yes, it's like soup chili. It's more like a chili soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because chili is not.
You got it's a thickness.
Real chili, I don't think is a soup.
Yeah. No. Real chili, you know, because it's the yes. consistency, the thickness.
Mm-hmm. With the cornbread.
You know, because then you would say if you say chili is soup, then it would cereal be soup? Is cereal cold soup?
Ew.
No, cereal.
Ew. Yeah.
Yeah. No one says eat your cereal soup. Frappuccinos or iced coffee?
Ooh.
Are fraps hot?
You got me there. No.
Oh, see, I was confused when I wrote this
but
question.
But I'm going to say iced coffee because iced coffee, I would say, has more caffeine in it. And a frappuccino is just more like a cup of sugar.
Well, I'd say frap just because I think I've had.
You're not really a nice coffee person, I don't think. Yeah. So you're more of like a hot coffee or a frap.
Yeah.
For sure. So yeah, that definitely makes sense. But me.
So fraps are like the, basically like the. Hot coffee. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just don't like hot coffee. So I'm going to prefer iced coffee over everything.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to ignore you. I don't mean to talk over you. And I've always said that. But it just, yeah. When something pops in my head, I'm that. Bleh.
The amount of times that I'm talking and he starts talking and then he's like, what were you saying? I'm like, I have no freaking idea.
Fuck. And then when I go back and edit it, I'm like, fuck. Why did I, like, there's so many times I'm editing. I'm like, God, Vinny, just shut your mouth.
Then you want to know what I said. You know what? I just realized I'm really getting in the Christmas spirit with this bun here. I have like a bow on my head.
I know. I've noticed that. It's really, really cool. I love it.
Yeah. The bounciness.
Reese's cup or Reese's pieces?
Cup.
Yeah, and these are.
I like the edges.
Let me start that again. Okay. They interrupted you again. These are gonna get more.
I know. I guess, did you choose only food?
Yeah, I'm gonna. Okay, I'm not gonna do the Reese's. All right, so. No more food. No more food. This or that. These are gonna get more interesting as we go, hopefully. But you know, we just gotta start somewhere, people.
Yeah.
Ghost stories or urban legends?
Urban legends.
Yeah.
Just because those are like true.
Could be. Yeah. You know. You have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there are some there are some ghost stories that are also urban legends, right? Like La Llorona.
I guess just because she's considered a ghost, but. I think she's just more of an urban legend because she actually, like, existed.
What are some other urban legends? Like, basically every possession?
Like Donkey Lady Bridge? Have you ever heard of that? The lady that's, like, half donkey, she lives under a bridge?
No.
Kills people? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does shit like that.
I know when I lived in Houston, there's an urban legend, and I've just seen it popped up on, like, a reel recently where, like, there's, like, a road that's, like, notorious for if you go down it and you just park your car, you'll start hearing ghosts and, you know. All types of weird noises.
There's also an urban legend that's based out of San Antonio. There's like a railroad. I think it's San Antonio. Yeah. There's a railroad where they're notorious for people going and like driving over it really slow and putting powder, like white powder, on the back of their car. And then like driving off, like leaving the scene. And you will actually see like handprints. Because I think, if I remember the story correctly, people died at that railroad because they were on the tracks. And so they try and push with their that's why you see handprints, because they're trying to push the car off the tracks because they're like, hey, don't end up like me. I could have the story wrong.
Like, hey,
I need to
follow
up on this after, but I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Whoa. That's creepy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sad at the same time. You know. Let's see. Bartender or barista, which one would you rather like be as a profession?
I always wanted to learn how to bartend.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I thought you would have said barista.
No.
Wow.
No. I want to be a barista because I hear so many bad things about
the people.
The people that go into Starbucks and the Karens, especially, they go in there like, oh, you missed something in my coffee. Like, well, literally, like, ruin a barista's
videos,
day.
Like, they'll literally throw the drink back. It's like, yes. What in your right mind, lady, do you think you're that privileged and that important? To throw your drink at someone who's literally just making a living.
Yep. Yep. And the fact that you're getting pissed off at them because of they made your coffee wrong. A coffee that you could easily make yourself at home. So literally,
those
get the fuck out.
Those types of videos piss me off.
Get the fuck out. And also, too, believe it was yesterday. Yeah, the 17th was National Red Cup Day at Starbucks. And that's like a thing every holiday season when they come out with the red reusable cups for like the holidays and stuff. And I saw so many TikTok videos that day of, like, literally people are, like, just had the worst shift of my life because y'all wanted to come and, like, literally lines down the road, like, offer a cup that cost probably, like, 50 cents for them to make.
Oh, wow. Well, but then again, it's the same thing like you said. You wouldn't be a barista because you know what goes into it. Same thing as, you know, when you get that job, like, yeah, you want to say you work at Starbucks, but... You know, that's what happens. Like all the girls in college that I knew that wanted to say, oh, I work at Victoria's Secret, but then they fucking hated it because you realize they work you like a sweatshop.
Uh-huh. So, and you
welcome
don't get
to big corpo, people.
You hardly get paid much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. remember I at one point wanted to work at Starbucks, and I at one point wanted to work at Pink.
Oh, yeah, Victoria. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, me, it was like, you know, typical nerd. I always wanted to work at the Apple Store and stuff.
Oh, the Apple Store.
Yeah.
See, you. The but type I of
probably would have hated it.
The type of kid you were, I'd be. I would think like, oh, I want to work at Journeys.
Well, I did work at Buckle.
Yeah, you worked at Buckle.
I worked at Buckle for a while, and oh god, did I hate that job? But I liked saying, hey, I work at Buckle.
Yeah.
You know, but you gotta, you know, gotta do the time. Vans or Converse?
Converse. I've grown to like Converse more. I used to be a Vans girl, but no. Not anymore.
I don't know. Converse is like always go to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had a lot of slip on Vans growing up.
Yeah.
Those are probably the best use of Vans. Mm-hmm. It's the slip ons. But yeah, Converse. Converse is where to go.
Yeah.
If you're gonna break up with someone, in text or in person?
In person. You fucking asshole.
Exactly. Put the phone away. Had so many girls break up with me over text, it's pathetic.
Mm.
It's like, why? Just call me. Tell me. I'd rather you call me over the phone than tell me over text.
Right? Like, if you're gonna use your phone. I mean, I'm talking all this shit, and I've done it before.
Well,
it's over.
Damn. So you've broken up with people over text?
Yeah.
You know how bad that makes a dude feel?
I know now.
And did you do the typical drawdown? Because when a girl breaks up with you over text, they like, if you do it in person, it's like, okay, I understand. Like, you just doing it between classes, you know, something growing up. Like, okay, I understand, we're done. I'll go into class, I'll feel a little depressed, but I'll be all right. Over text, it's like you have to draw it out, and it makes you feel worse. Like, oh, I feel so bad, but, you know, it's like, okay, I get it. Like, you're like, we're done here. Like, did you do that?
Like, keep the conversation going after? I really can't remember.
I'm just like, okay.
That was like a part of my life that I really don't fucking even care about.
I know, but...
Yeah.
Gotta, you know, share stories for the show.
I know, but if I had the remainder of the story, like, if I had the fucking text messages, I would show you. But it was so long ago, fucking sophomore, junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care to talk about, like, college stories and stuff, but I still want to bring it up just... for the show, because that's another thing too.
You have so many college stories.
I have so many stories and so many crazy shit that I've done that I, you know, even my family doesn't understand sometimes that there was, like, you know, my intermediate close family, like my parents and stuff, that there was a 10-year basically like a 10-year gap, really, like, how long was I in Corpus? Like 7-year gap where I kind of I have some stories where no one really knew what was going on with old Vinny. I was the black sheep of the families for that amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to have like a whole episode dedicated to your.
Well, just as I think of like crazy stories. Stuff, I write them down.
Yeah.
But you too, like, that's why I tell you, if you have any, you know, particular stories, like, even if it involves like things with, you know, involving, you know, old relationships, I don't care.
It's right.
The podcast, baby.
Right. Yeah. You know? Okay. I got to start writing. That's a good idea. I got to start writing them down because I, like, that's the type of stuff that I don't think about. I'm not saying you think about it on a daily basis either, but, like, that's stuff that, like, I tend to not think about. So, I don't know why. But when I do, I will write it down.
Yeah. Okay, so, primitive or futuristic?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. What is primitive?
Like,
what is a palette?
What is a palette? No, so I think putting primitive was kind of a little too much, because that's like more like caveman type shit, but like basically like old school, like rustic or futuristic, like okay, let's start like with just like a style, like I kind of like, you know, the old grungy look.
Yeah.
Because how do you look futuristic nowadays?
Yeah, well, you wear a robot suit.
Yeah, see, so yeah, okay, scratch that. It can't be that. Because when I wrote this down, I was trying to think, what do I mean by that?
Right.
Let's just say a home. How would you, if you had a home, would you like it to look, you know, old school, wooden, rustic, or futuristic, modern?
I like the modern look, for sure. Like, if we're comparing it to a home, modern look.
I like the old school, like... primitive look on the outside, but the modern, I think we've said this before, for the modern look on the inside.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
We could just meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Exactly. A little bit of
like,
both.
Like, have you ever seen Bam Margera's house on Viva La Bam?
No.
It was like freaking the dream home for any emo kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to look.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have it no more. Poor Ram. I grew up idolizing that dude. Hope he's doing better now. But anyway, people person or animal lover?
Animals. I love animals more than I love people.
Yeah, but there are some people that are just really, really cool to have in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No. But I feel like an animal won't stab you in the back.
That's true. Would. That's true.
I just may be thinking about it a little too deep.
But... Something happened? Jesus, do I have to... Someone tell me what happened.
No. I'm just seeing it that way. Like, you know, animals are just like, they're just so innocent and like, they're never going to hurt you. It might piss you off.
Some animals stab you in the back like our indoor cat Anubis. They probably, if you've watched the show for a while, you've seen him on here. He like abandoned us. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be an indoor outdoor cat, so we let him in and out, you know, because we're in the country, you know, we're not in a little apartment, so he'd come in and out, you know, he'd come in to eat, then all of a sudden, well, first he would come in to eat and chill, and then he didn't want to come in unless he had to eat.
Right.
And then he just didn't want to come in at all. Mm-mm. He abandoned us.
Yeah.
So yeah, he stabbed us in the back.
Yeah. And we can't say like, or nobody can. Him. Yeah. And nobody can say that, oh, he's, you know, gone or something happened to him right now, because I shit you not, just yesterday I saw him in the land next to us.
Yeah. He dips out walking. For like a month and then he'll come back. He's like, dude, like,
one time he came back. One time he came back just to take a shit, and then he walked to the other side of the land again.
He literally came on our land just to shit.
He shit like, on us, and deuces. Then he fucking left again. I can't stand
him. What a fucking asshole.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I want to change my answer.
And he won't even come to us now.
Literally, the little guy was only like 5 or 6 weeks old when we got him. Literally raised him, dealt with his shitty toddler phase,
because
cats have that, like, running literally around. He was so crazy all the time, and we put up with it all the time. We gave him the best life. Like, he would literally, like, he loved it. We had this loft in our last apartment. He would literally jump on the couch and do it.
Yeah, he was born to be outside.
Yes, yeah, he was meant for it. But shit, we give him what he wants and he betrays us.
He's huge now. He's eating.
Oh, he's obese.
He's eating critters. He looks like a giant panther.
He's not gonna be on my 600-pound life.
Jesus.
He's so big.
He's dominating around here.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, that's a good way to end it. Let's get into some Mushroom Galaxy.
People most of the time, but you can't knock out the campaign.
So this is Steve-O actually filmed himself going through anesthesia for a procedure, and he was basically trying to fight it to see if he could stay awake.
Still going. I'm still going.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Bye-bye.
Steve, wake up. Don't go.
Can you imagine? Next time, I hope I never have to do that, but next time I'm going to try that.
Knock out. Smoosh the people most of the time, but you can't knock out the campaign.
Probably not.
I'm still going. I'm still going.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Bye-bye.
His voice literally smoked down. That was so good. Steve-O is just like gonna forever be the like wildest man on this planet.
So I was just telling you, for Steve-O's next comedy tour, it's called the Gone Too Far Tour, because I keep up with this podcast too, and Steve-O is getting breast implants.
He's currently trying to decide if he would like a size C or D. What the
literally
fuck?
Gone too far. And you know, when he was asked why, he's like, can you imagine people are gonna want to come out and take pictures of me with my tits?
Literally.
And I think his special that he's doing it for is in Austin, which is not too far from us, so we need to.
So you want to go and take pictures?
Yeah, we need to go and take pictures with Steve-O.
You think he'd let me touch him?
Probably. Probably it'd be an extra $15 because, you know, Steve-O, you know, he's got like 12 different chains of revenue.
Okay, now that
I'm hot sauce for your butthole.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I would love a photo of Steve-O in between us, and just one hand, your hand, and my hand on each tit.
Yes, we have to film that he's consensual.
Yes, yeah, he agrees to the tit touch. That's so freaking hilarious.
But can you even meet two Steve-O? Is that possible?
I don't know.
He's human. Everyone has the rights.
Exactly.
Where am I at? I can't even tell the tab I'm on. I have to look like a granny. Oh, let me see here, Sonny. Which one are we playing next? Dang it, these freaking...
Oh, what? Wait, why were the lights turned off?
Exactly! So this is a video of a guy just busting into the restroom and, you know, filming himself through the mirror. Just like, you know, a typical TikTok would be made.
Yeah.
There's somebody shitting in there. And that's the first thing everyone's saying in the comments is, why were the lights off? I shit with the lights off. It's not that rare, people. It's very soothing.
Yeah, light a candle.
Yeah.
It's the perfect setting.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Bro was struggling.
The awkwardness and the fact they just said nothing. Oh, it's like, no, there was no like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
Right. Like he was just so in shock.
Oh my god. And the best part is how he shook. Look at the phone. When the first shark comes out, he like, you know, like his body took a screenshot. I can't get over this.
Okay, I can't listen to the shark anymore.
I'm sorry, audio listeners. I'm sorry. This is what makes me laugh.
Oh my god, that's too hilarious.
Oh, God.
Born with one leg.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
When people start asking dumb questions.
Would you rather be born with one leg?
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Love that. I just wanted to give y'all a glimpse of Vinny in, you know, 50 years.
In 50 years? In 50 years, more like now. Literally, as soon as he wakes up,
he's
thing.
He's an old man in the video.
I know, but what I'm saying is right now, there's times when you wake up and I'm like, oh, babe, I made you coffee. You're like, shut up. But that's, jokingly.
That's like our inside joke.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like,
one of us will be talking, the other will just go, shut up.
Shut up.
But literally, I sometimes I notice when I say it, even joking around, I say it like a little stern. So I literally have to say that up, and I'm like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
because right I'm like, oh shit, I said that like a dick.
Yeah, it's when it's not, when it doesn't sound jokingly, is when it, when you have to apologize for it.
Yeah, we have a lot of weird inside jokes. We very much a dark sense of humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we get a little nice little.
So this is like a FedEx.
Nice look.
Looks like Amazon.
Amazon, I'm sorry. Taking a nap. It's already dark.
Oh shit! Oh! Oh! I'm fired. Oh shit, I'm fired. Damn. Like, 30 minutes.
So the video has the Amazon worker. She's like, I'm gonna
get a little nice little
30 minute nap. It's daylight. Nice, and then the next nap. Clip, it's just pitch
immediately
black.
Dark. Oh.
Oh shit!
That pit.
I'm fired. Oh shit! I'm fired.
Everybody knows that panic when you're late for something, or it's like your body subconsciously already knows that you're like woke up late for something. But it's like,
yes,
everybody's experienced that panic of sleeping and just, oh shit! Like, yeah, everybody's experienced that.
And like, I can only imagine. Like, I'm trying to put myself in her position. Like, the amount of deliveries that she doesn't have,
well,
she's gonna have to return.
Was having the best nap of her life, and then, fuck, reality sucks.
But then again, I don't understand how people can sleep like that, because she slept obviously for a long time and she was like sitting up.
That's what I mean. When you're that tired, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends on how tired you are.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's the fear that went through her body.
Yeah. That's crazy.
This one's fucking crazy.
Ooh.
So this is a Tesla in a cemetery.
Driving slowly through a cemetery.
Uh-huh. And look
and it's
at the
detecting
people. It's detecting people.
People around the car.
Yeah. Just walking. And he's going back and forth, showing the screen with the people detections and around him.
That's crazy. Whoa.
And check out this one that's getting ready to pop up. Like, okay, so you have
Kid
the child on
a
bike.
Like. Whoa.
that kind of pulls your heartstrings because it makes you think differently when you drive past a cemetery or when you're at a cemetery. Like,
oh yeah, I don't understand how people, like, you don't, you know, even need this to believe, but I don't understand, like, you don't have to believe in a lot of things, people, but like the fact that some people just go around believing that there's nothing that happens after, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're a wild man.
There's, like, with the amount of people that it was detecting, there's not a way to, like, set that up. Like, that
I don't think
that has
so.
To be real.
You know, of course, I'm trying to keep an open mind and try to see, like, huh, maybe that's just a comic glitch, but that's kind of a too... There's things that too much. We get so used to the word coincidence that we realize that it's like there's only so many before you start realizing, like, huh, what else is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to edit and clip that out before. Oh my god, these fucking Instagram. we can't show ones from Instagram, even though Instagram has better rules.
I know.
It's just too, like, they
make
don't
it impossible. Exit out.
Yeah, Instagram. You guys are making it impossible to share your stuff because, I mean, it's not like anyone from Instagram is listening or cares. But it's like TikTok. You can just save the video and just we can play it on our show. But Instagram, they make it so hard, and then it automatically plays when you just hover over it. Well, because of that, thanks to Instagram, we can't show our last video that we wanted to show. That's all right, because we hope you enjoyed the show. You know, we decided we're going to start doing our plugs at the end. So, you know, follow us on social media at Cave and Universe, which, like I said, you don't have to follow us on all social media. Just please follow us on one. You know, help us, you know, bump our numbers up for a while there. Like I said, thanks to Reels, for a while there, we were struggling for one like there, you know, but, yeah, do that. You can
also
send
leave us a review.
Yeah, leave us a review on Apple, especially if you're listening. Please leave us a review. You know, we gotta bump those numbers up. We don't, you know, and we don't want to be those people that always have to constantly say it. But now I realize, like, we have to
there's
say it.
There's a reason why people do it.
There's a reason why people constantly have to plug it, because it's like it literally takes some people like me. There's podcasts I listen to, or, you know, people that it literally takes them me listening to the same thing, you know, 20 times from, like, oh yeah, let me go ahead and follow them, you know. So that's how it goes, people. You can send in you know, we're going to start doing submissions. I want to start doing that, want to start getting that going on Patreon. Patreon's only $1, people. Dollar a month. We're going to release some lost episodes, and you can send in your submissions, send in your this or that questions, send in your, you know, Mushroom Galaxy videos, whatever. Mm-hmm. We got to start expanding this shit.
Yeah, we're
making changes next year, all right? It's not, you know, we gotta start producing results here, people.
2023 is our year.
Yes, help us. Just share us. Someone you know, listen to podcasts, be like, hey, check out Cave and Universe. You might like it, you might not, but just check it out.
Yeah.
You know, spread the word.
Yeah.
That's the only way it's going to happen, people. You know what I'm saying?
Well said.
You know, remember when we started this podcast, and I was like, oh yeah, by the first year, we should rank, you know, we average about 1,000 listeners in the first year, 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
I wish before, not going to go on that rant. Anyway, people, what else
you
got? I
hope you enjoy this episode.
What else you got?
Oh, that was it. That was it for me.
What was I going to end on? Damn, there was a way I wanted to end it, but I totally forgot. Hold me closer, time to dance.
Do you think it's going to rain this year?
What do you
Random
mean?
Question.
Do you think it's going to
rain
this
not
year?
Not rain, snow. Do you think it's going to snow this year in Texas?
It's been a while since we've had a good rain. The drought of the 1800s. What are we talking about?
But for real, do you think it's going to snow this year? Just a random question.
In Texas?
Yeah.
I hope so, but maybe not. It didn't snow last year, but it snowed the year before.
Yeah. You never know.
Never know.
So just wanted to ask that.
But, I mean, shit, like, would you want to live, like, up north where, like the freaking Bills Stadium is, like, covered?
Buffalo is, like, under snow right now?
Yes. Like, can you imagine, like, we're spoiled. It gets pretty cold here in Texas, but we never have to deal with shoveling snow and having snow tires and snow boots and all that. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah. Like, Buffalo's like, how are y'all even getting anywhere?
That's what I mean. There's some
anywhere?
People that just like, just know how to slip and slide on that ice. It's crazy. It's like, you know, humans really are adaptable to their environment.
Yeah.
But anyway, people, hope you have a good night. Good day whenever you listen to this, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.